Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The president was in Louisiana yesterday talking about liquefied natural gas. We just talked to Gifford Briggs with the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. And now we talk to Ann Rolfes, because we always like to give both sides of a situation or an issue. Ann, of course, the founding director of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade. And we first met her after Katrina. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Your thoughts on the president's visit yesterday on natural gas? I guess you can look at it as compressed natural gas. You can look at it as liquid natural gas, what have you. Your main, the concerns of you and the Bucket Brigade would be?
Would be that we are being sold a bill of goods, because the state is giving away actually billions of dollars, that's billions plural, in tax exemptions to these companies. And it averages out, in the case of one LNG, to $10 million per job that they offer. Wow. It's just not a good bargain.
So, you know, smaller things like, you know, the film industry draw attention about, is it worth it to pay in jobs and so forth. And you're saying as it relates to oil and gas, or just as it relates specifically to natural gas, that the state is subsidizing the industry, basically?
As it relates to oil and gas and to the petrochemical industry in general, you know, our state is routinely at the bottom of every good list. We are poor. There was a list that came out just this week that shows, once again, in education and healthcare, we are at the bottom. And there is a real relationship between the wealth of this industry, the petrochemical, oil and gas industry, on the one hand, and our state's poverty. Look, if this state, if this industry were so good for our state, why aren't we rich?
Well, I tell you, I got a text about that earlier, that if things are going so well and we have so many natural resources, why did we just come out, and we'll talk about that later on in the new survey by U.S. News and World Report, as the worst state to live in, the last of the 50. So when it comes to the industry, and as far as you all are concerned with the Bucket Brigade, is it just about economics, or is it about economics, that the fact that the economics are not as they are presented, and as a result, we're kind of destroying the environment and not getting a lot out of it?
That's really the heart of the matter. The economics are absolutely not as presented. You've described it perfectly. They tout every single time they bring a project. They say jobs, jobs, jobs. But let's look at Calcasieu and Cameron Parish, where President Trump was yesterday. They have enormous complexes that they call man camps that are essentially hotels for temporary workers. And if you go to these sites for the liquefied natural gas terminals or in other parts of the state to the pipelines, what you see are big trucks with out-of-state license plates. You see RV camps. You see these man camps. They acknowledge that these jobs do not even go to people within Louisiana. What is the purpose? Why would we give away billions of dollars of state money to give temporary jobs to people from out of state? There is absolutely nothing about this that makes sense.
And I know you pose that rhetorically, but actually, why do we do that?
Well, I think it's because the industry has a chokehold on our politics. You know, we, for a long time, did reflexively put in every pipeline, every refinery, right? This industry has been in the state for 100 years. And I think our system is simply used to doing what the industry wants it to do. But it's time that we say, you know, look, it's 2019. It's not 1940. Maybe we actually don't need another pipeline. Our state already has 100,000 miles of pipelines. At some point, we have to say enough is enough. You know, I think we're in a groove that we're just used to being in. I think, you know, our governor can't think beyond these awful projects. But let's get creative in terms of our economic development. What about actual manufacturing that the president talks about? How about manufacturing solar panels, our wind turbines. We know there's already a facility in HOMA that has done that to great effect. How about giving them a tax incentive? And how about giving different industries a boost? I think you could see good jobs for Louisiana that don't destroy our drinking water, don't destroy our air, and don't ruin our health.
President's talking about energy independence. Would then a conversion to not the actual conversion, but the manufacturing solar and wind, would that in essence put us dependent on other countries until we were up and running with that? And could we ever really power the state, power the country without any type of oil or gas or what have you, fossil fuel?
Well, nobody's saying, you know, it's not realistic to think that this infrastructure that we have in the state is going to go away. And, you know, our point of view on just back to the jobs is that there are a lot of jobs to be had repairing the aging infrastructure that the oil industry already has instead of going and building a lot of new stuff. But this idea of energy independence, it's really a very tricky, manipulative thing to say, because all of the projects, I mean, the projects that President Trump visited yesterday, that's all for export, all of it. The pipelines they're building, that is all for export. None of it is about Louisiana. None of it is about the United States of America. It's all about providing energy to Japan, to China. And I don't think it's worth destroying Louisiana's environment to do that. But on your idea of, you know, is there enough energy with solar and wind? You know, we get there by going there, right? Mm-hmm. Let's build that infrastructure. Why doesn't Louisiana become a leader in that industry? It's good, stable jobs, not dependent on a boom or bust cycle that'll have oil field workers laid off for years at a time.
Let me take a break. When we come back, and this might be a dumb question, we'll find out. I know we met you, I said, Ann, after Katrina, and at that time Garland was beating the drum about oil royalties. And I'll ask you, what about that as it relates to royalties, the federal government, et cetera? Is it because is it different if it's on land as opposed to out in the Gulf? More when we come back. 720 traffic now, WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The president was in the state yesterday, as we all know, talking about liquefied natural gas. Ann, I got that right?
Yeah.
I have too many natural gases floating around here. Bad choice of words. Yeah. Ann Rolfes is our guest, founding director of Louisiana Bucket Brigade. Somebody texted this in. I think it's an interesting question about royalties, and when you look at subsidized jobs, et cetera, how does that factor in? Do we get different royalties? Do we, A, get royalties on natural gas, and is it different if it's fracked or if it's found offshore?
So natural gas, the terminals that the president visited yesterday, that's coming from out of state for the most part, and that's gas. And when we are offshore, that is oil. And the system that is set up to give the state of Louisiana some money for drilling is when it is offshore oil. And that money is supposed to go, you know, back to the state to help us. But, you know, Mary Landrieu would always, you know, shill for the oil industry on this one, claim that in order to protect us, we actually had to drill for more oil to get the royalties. And that's another really fundamental flaw in the way that we have set up this system. We don't protect ourselves by drilling for more oil. You know, we have a lot of leaks in the Gulf of Mexico right now. And look, that's really damaging to our fishing industry, to the charter boat captains. You know, this is an industry that absolutely relies on government handouts to survive in the form of subsidies, in the form of laws that are being rolled back all the time. It's also an industry that hurts other businesses. And, you know, it's really long past time in this state to pivot toward a better economy.
I was watching a thing on WYAS last night about the 10 vital engineering projects. I forgot exactly what the total was, what the title was, but it was things that changed America. And among them were the Erie Canal, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Holland Tunnel in New York. And then at number 10 was the flood control structures system in Louisiana, New Orleans specifically. And for the first time, I'm finally seeing people mention on a national level or a documentary level coastal erosion, how much land is being lost, etc. Can you make the connection between that and what's happened with the oil industry in Louisiana and how we got from there to here?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point about all the possible jobs, as well as the American imagination that could be put to work if you save our coast, which, again, the oil industry has destroyed. President Trump was in Cameron Parish. Look, that parish has sued the oil industry for destroying its coast. And if this industry were really genuine in its concern for our state, they would pay their fair share for the destruction. And that money, which would be in the billions of dollars, could be paid to men and women to go and restore our coast. It could be paid to workers to go into the Atchafalaya Basin to restore that system that has really been destroyed by pipelines. So, you know, I appreciate your grasping onto this just kind of different way of thinking. And yes, we've done great things here before. We can do it again, but we've got to reckon with a force in our state that is tremendously damaging and really owes us a lot.
We're trying to give everybody a say. We had Gifford Briggs on earlier. If anybody's listening right now, missed that. He's the president of Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. You can find that on the podcast right now. And Rolf's founding director, Louisiana Bucket Brigade. And anything you would like to get in before we say goodbye?
Yeah, you know, the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association has been using the same lines for the last 100 years, right? That we have to approve every single project that comes our way. But this is a different time. You've got to look in the face of your kids and your grandchildren and say, are they going to be able to live here in Louisiana? And they won't be able to if the oil industry continues business as usual. We've got to stop the government handouts to this industry. We've got to make them pay their fair share and put people to work restoring our coast and repairing the oil and gas industry's damage. We can do it. It will take political will, but I think we've got a bright future.
I appreciate your time. I know we'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tommy.
Ann Rolfs, founding director of Louisiana Bucket Brigade.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.